Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of Democrat infighting going on right now. They don't know what to support, who to support, how to support each other, because leftism fails, period. Welcome to Kevin Jackson Show. Is what you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's where you can find out more about us, 844-551-8255. Democrats are up in the air on masks, fighting each other on it. L.A., New York, different places. And even though they want to toe the party line, governors and mayors of big cities, you can't do Democrats' policy on Wu Flu, Kung Flu, and survive. You can't get elected again. People get it. People understand something's wrong. So how do you do that? How do you take idiotic policy and try to walk it through and think you're going to stay, everything's going to stay cool? You think you're going to deal with idiotic policy and your city's going to remain safe? It's going to remain fiscally solvent? That's their problem. And it's funny, and I'm jumping around a little bit already, but because I'm thinking about these, they're even talking about having places where only you must show a vaccination card for them to serve you. Do you think that's actually going to work? I mean, you know, let Walmart do it. You know what they'll find out? People will start going to local grocery stores. They'll pay more to say, screw you. Just try it. Try it at the federal level. You'll get sued. Lawsuits coming. I want you to think of the energy we spend fighting ourselves. Idiotic policies that say, oh, you will enforce these mandates, mask mandates, and then somebody has to sue, and we're all fighting internally to go, you know, fighting each other to say, I'm not going to do it because it's against our freedoms, and so I don't mind us fighting it. But think of the energy that goes into it. It's like the energy lost in a hurricane. You talk about if you could gather all that energy up into one place, you could power, you know, America for like a decade or something crazy, just the energy lost. Well, that's kind of where we are. Energy lost. But the Democrats are in turmoil because many of them get it. Many of their constituents are going, our party's crazy. And so they're either fighting them or they're leaving. They don't know, should students wear masks? We've got a mandate that students wear masks in schools. For what? They aren't dying. And people catch on. Well, if people aren't dying and you're forcing them to wear masks, what is the deal? Does the word indoctrination mean anything? It's funny because like some of the people on the left are backing off of masks because they say, well, if everybody just gets vaccinated. And then what's happening in the vaccination world? Well, you already know. People are dying. People are getting sick. People are getting hurt, maimed for life. And the Democrats are, yeah, but you still need to get it. It's safe. And then you balance that with fake news. Well, what can you believe? Who can you believe? Social media clamping down on all this stuff. They're in turmoil. I'll give you some stats here in a second about who's getting the shot. It's going to blow your mind. I don't think it's going to surprise you. But you will understand why the full court press is on. Another contradiction. AOC says, don't call her AOC. But then she goes out and buys millions of dollars of gear with AOC on it. But why doesn't she want to be called AOC? Or does she not? I don't know. Is she playing a game? Maybe she doesn't want to be called AOC because those initials are starting to resonate negatively. For the record, they always have. So she says, don't call me that. And she goes out and buys the gear because maybe it's a campaign to get her Q factor up, to make it to where AOC has meaning. She's certainly profiteered on her notoriety, for sure, right? girl's making more money than she ever made as a bartender. She's a household word here in America. AOC, everybody knows those initials. They don't like them. Spoke to a lady the other day. She was like, and that's stupid AOC. And I thought, wow, Hispanic lady. Biden's now speaking against communism and socialism. I talked about it the other day. Do you believe it? Do you think he's not a communist or a socialist? Is he really a capitalist? I saw a meme that said, zero. The number of people who are anti-capitalist who have left America. Zero. What I'm going to do today and what I do each and every day on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is I show you how we're winning. That's what I do. Common sense stuff. I don't do anything spectacular. The goal for Democrats remains the same. Keep that in mind no matter how good the news is that I give you. The goal for them remains the same. They are united against us. They want to destroy us. They want to destroy our businesses, not their businesses. Their businesses are sustainable. They're vegan. They don't hurt any animals. They hurt nobody. There's no cruelty in their businesses. And they give away a pair of socks for every meal you buy or every pair of socks you buy or pair of underwear you buy or whatever you do. So they're saving the world. You're not. What you do is meaningless. So what? You're the reason that economies exist and you have contributed for decades, for eons. It's their businesses that matter because they're doing something. They're recycling plastic or, you know, they're donating a percentage to American Heart Association or something else. You don't do that, do you? You're not philanthropic, humanitarian, or so they tell you. Democrats have big problems ahead, though. They got audit woes happening all over the country right now. Well, certainly in a couple of places. They got budget woes that they will not get over in the time of Joey Demento. He's creating them. $6 trillion spent in the shortest amount of time in American history and world history to fight a disease that isn't even as deadly as they try to make it out to be. We'll talk more about that. What I was thinking about and what we'll close out this segment with is what unites us. What unites conservatives? Have you thought about that? What is our common bond? Well, I've thought about it. How about a search for truth? How about a search for knowledge? How about trying to become better people, better human beings, better citizens of the world? You do it every day. You don't brag about it. You don't talk about sustainability and things like that, but you recycle. You do a lot of things that leftists think that they have some sort of a monopoly on. By the way, they don't even do. Lots to talk about when we get back, folks. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You ready for the Olympics? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. I'm so Olympic'd out. When I was a kid, I absolutely loved the Olympics. It had so much significance to me. It was like the Nobel Peace Prize. It was like the Pulitzer Prize. It was like Grammys, Emmys, Tonys, whatever the awards were. I understood it. We were rewarding the best. It was a meritocracy. And America was almost always at the top. Entertainment-wise, everything. We led the world. The world chased us. And it was such a great feeling, that feeling of Americana. And it wasn't a degradation of who they were. It wasn't anything bad about them. It was just the idea that we could compete with everybody. 300 million people could face the entirety of the world. At the time, it was probably 6 billion.
And, you know, China and Russia would want to battle it out with us. And China had 1 billion people, and they still couldn't beat us in most things. And all of Europe, everybody would mount up, and America was always at the top. I remember when the Olympics wasn't political, outside of Munich, you know, and things like that, and the raised fist in 1968, which I get. I understand why Lee Evans and Tommy Smith raised their fist. They wanted to bring attention to the idiocy of what was happening in America at the time. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with the Black Panthers of the 1960s fighting back against an oppressive democratic regime in every city that were keeping black people down with their Jim Crow laws and things of that sort. Zero problem with them. And I hope I'm educating conservatives to where you understand that the Black Panthers were there because it was a reaction to the atrocities that were happening to black people at the time. Undeniable. Now, the new Black Panthers have no reason to complain, as does BLM. They have no reason to complain. But going back to the Olympics, I remember just wanting to cheer for America when they give the medal count. And I would look, oh, man, China's catching up or whatever. And it seemed like we were all dedicated to that. And it began in 19—well, I don't know, probably it began when the Olympics began, but I'm saying it really came to fruition in 1936 when Jesse Owens represented this country. And as a black man oppressed in his own country, he still went to Germany. And he went touched by God. If you know the story, Jesse was not our fastest sprinter, had never run times that he ran in the Olympics, but he got caught up in the hoopla of it all, and he broke world records. Do you know that the guy that came in second in the 100-yard dash also broke a world record? Jesse Owens, he really had to pull something out to do what he did. And to do it on the world stage and to say to Hitler, hey, I thought this Aryan thing was supposed to be a big deal. Here's this little black dude coming and showing up your Aryans. You think that was only good for Jesse? Or was that good for America? And where have we come since 1936? People know the answer to this. I remember when we cheered for America, even in sports we knew nothing about. I was watching the Winter Olympics one time, and I was watching the decathlon, which is they ski and then they shoot. And I'm sitting there, go America, go! I don't even know who the athlete was. I just saw the American flag and said, go for it, get us a medal. If it turned out that the Swedes were better, or the Norwegians, or whomever that are in snow country, congratulations to them. But I'm cheering for America. I find myself, you know, the athlete, the American athlete that wanted to, you know, protest again, and this time finding myself going, nope, I have no cheer for you. I cheered for Tommy Smith and Lee Evans. Was it Lee Evans? It was in the quarter with him? I know it was Tommy Smith. But whoever, the two guys that raised their fist, as a kid at that time, I cheered for those guys because I understood it. Black people were going through something. Now we're not. This Olympics, it's so watered down. I'm curious, do you feel the same way? 844-551-8255. I don't feel the sense of the Olympics that I did in the past. Oh, don't misunderstand me. I still want America to win, but I'm not obsessed with it the way I was. And it could be a factor of there's so much more to see and to do now. You know, when the Olympics was on back in the day when I was growing up, that was it. It was going to dominate the TV. You know, it was a part of the pop culture. And they're trying to make it that again, but it doesn't have that feel. And I don't think I'm alone in this. I think many of you feel the same way. I have almost no interest. I'm going to make you a bet that this is the least watched Olympics in decades. And it isn't that, you know, I'm sure there are notable sprinters. And by the way, I love the sprinters. I love the Summer Olympics because the races and even watching the gymnast. And, you know, just seeing what the human form can do. And I think that there's always going to be a love of the Olympics in the sense that these are supposedly the best athletes in the world in their sports. And I'm going to believe that they all earn their way. no way for me to verify that, but, you know, it's a pretty rigorous selection. And so that's what drives me to it. But as I watch the social engineering that's going on and all these different things, I see how we water it down. It makes me wonder, will someday the Olympics be so watered down that, you know, for example, there's no Paralympics. They just say, no, y'all all compete together. You know, or there's, you know, trans Olympics. Because, apparently, you know, I envision trans athletes running for women and doing the things that women do eventually. I don't know. Who knows where it's headed? Because the world has become so topsy-turvy in the sense of what is technically wrong or right. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he said he cleans up your social media on Twitter. And he was saying to me, he goes, it isn't even what you say. He goes, people are monitoring, you know, and I think we all know this to some degree, but his point was is when he's cleaning people's speech up off of Twitter to keep them able to get jobs, and he's doing this for kids, by the way. This service is to clean up your kids' accounts so that they can eventually get jobs down the road and won't have this stuff to, you know, 20 years later to come back to haunt them. But we were talking about it, and his comment to me was, "It's you're only allowed to say what they allow you to say. That's the new norm." How frightening is that? I don't know, and maybe this is another thing I like about the Olympics. I don't know, did anybody scrape their Facebook and Twitter to see if they said anything controversial? Or do we just say, nope, that's the fastest dude and that's the fastest girl outside of this girl that smokes some dope and she's not going to be able to run? I haven't seen any other controversy, but I bet there is some. I'm sure these people have made statements. Haven't been doxxed yet. We'll see.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in Cincinnati today for the first time since winning the 2020 election. Biden visiting a local union training center before heading to Mount St. Joseph University to participate in a CNN town hall. It's a busy day on Capitol Hill with hearings continuing to take place. Before going into a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says a bipartisan infrastructure bill needs to move forward so that the American people can be helped out as soon as possible.
Time's wasting. We got a lot of work to do. They've had 2 months to work on this, and I know they have put in hours and hours and hours of it. But it reaches a point where it needs to come to the floor of the Senate. This is a bipartisan infrastructure bill, which the White House agrees with. We ought to be ready to move on it.
All eyes on fellow Democratic Senator, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, USA Radio News. Senator Marco Rubio has a message about vaccines. The Florida Republican telling CBS this morning he's vaccinated against COVID-19, and so is his family. But
at the end of the day, it's up to people to make that decision. You know, the government can't, in a free society such as ours, there's only so much we can do. We can provide information, we can debunk things that aren't true, and we can provide access. It is ultimately up to people individually.
A first is taking place at the International Space Station.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diet. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in, and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And if we see a difference between black parents and white parents, or Latino parents and white parents, we have to actually meet those needs.
Let's hear from Bill in West Virginia, our line for others. You're on with Randy Weingarten. Go ahead.
Good morning, ma'am. Nice to meet you, and I mean no disrespect to you, but you know, this union thing, one time in our country, a union was a wonderful thing. Now the union creates lazy, ineffective people, and it also creates children that have no education. I look at my grandchildren, it is pathetic how the teachers' union and the government has failed our children. I don't see how you could sit up there and defend that.
Look, you know, we are working in McDowell County, West Virginia, and in other places in West Virginia, and we see a real connection between educators and children and communities. I'm not saying that there's not things that we shouldn't do that is better. Frankly, I just made a whole big speech about how we should do things that are better and how we should really meet the needs and meet the aspirations of all kids. And, what we've seen, frankly, the research is where there's unions, there are better wages. Where there's unions, there are better kind of solutions. We've seen that in West Virginia, the coal miners, and we are very, very close friends and allies. And, you know, we just fight for what kids need, and that's who teachers are.
Unions are under fire, and union membership dropping year after year. That was the head of the teachers union, Randy Weingartner, getting the question from a guy who says, I don't see anything y'all do for us. You ain't doing nothing for us. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And what did she fight for? What did she ultimately say? We fight to get our teachers more money. See, what they want you to believe is that more money for teachers translates to better things for the students. Let me make it very clear. If teachers made $250,000 a year, your students wouldn't be any better. They would be still complaining about money. Think about all the professors. The first thing they tell you about, well, all the professors don't get tenure and don't make a lot of money. Great. You're exactly right. In what field can you be guaranteed that you're going to get a pension and you're going to make a lot of money? Just tell me what. Actors? Janitors? Doctors?
the range of what you get paid depends on so many different factors. But the left wants you to believe they can make it all right, man. We're going to get this one livable wage for all the people that are out there. We will get it satisfied. You just join us. We'll make it happen for you. Let me tell you, Randy Weingartner, she's not living too badly. That's not even what I want to talk about, though. I want to talk about other elements of leftism that fail. So, for example, mask mandates are back. We talked about it earlier. The Democrats are never going to let this go, but they're going to be forced to. They can't worship a two-headed monster when it comes to, oh my gosh, it's so dangerous, but nobody's dying. And all the other factors that are coming in, you can't keep killing economies. How bad are you going to make Joe Biden look? Is he going to have to go for more money? Have you seen the latest package that they proposed? Trillions more dollars. Because Joe Biden and the leftists, well, they can solve all of our problems. It's amazing to me how many of our problems never get solved. Anyway, the L.A. County Sheriff, a guy named Alex Villanueva, and I bring this up because I told you earlier in the broadcast, what's the problem with Democrats? Infighting. They don't believe themselves. They're losing people left and right. You know what's happening at Thanksgiving dinners and meetings with other Democrats? They are talking about how upset they are with their leadership. Look, we've been complaining as conservatives about Republicans for quite some time. But we didn't do a whole lot of complaining about Trump. He seemed to have met a lot of our needs. They wanted us to believe that, oh, Trump has thrown a wrinkle in the Republican Party. He dang skippy did. He did it and he won. And in 4 years, we had a serious wrinkle. And Kevin McCarthy and many of these other rhinos are still living on the muscle memory of Donald Trump. They can't dismiss him. Why? Is Trump gone? Nope. But you know what's really not gone? You know the answer. It's you. You're still here. You're still kicking. They kick you off social media. They insult you. They demean you. They do everything they can to demoralize you. And you know what? You just won't go away. Why don't you just die? You don't just die because you're right. It's like they said in Gladiator, he cannot kill you until he kills your reputation. How do you feel about your reputation? How do you think we feel about each other? We are not going to just die. Anyway, Alex Villanueva, the LA County Sheriff, said he would not use the department's limited resources to enforce new mask mandates imposed on the county. And here's what he really said that got me. He said, because it's not backed by science. Now, I make that a big deal because the Democrats so much rely on the quote science. He shouldn't do it because it's the wrong thing to do, period. But I don't want to get lost in the minutiae of any of that. We have a lefty, a high profile lefty, the LA County Sheriff. He can only get elected if he's a lefty. Hispanic surname. So he's a Latino, or Latinx, is like Joe Biden likes to call him. And he says, I'm bucking the system. And I'm bucking the system based on the thing that they tell you this is about, science. The decision to reinstate L.A. County's indoor mask mandate, regardless of vaccination status, has seen mixed reviews. And you want to know why? Because they cajoled people into, almost embarrassed them into getting a shot that's not even effective. They get these people to do it. They get them to capitulate. And then you know what they do? They say, oh, you know what? We did tell you you could keep your doctor and you could keep your plan. I'm sorry, you can't. They did a bait and switch. They got millions of people to sign up and get the shot and said, if you get this shot, things go back to normal for you. Because you're now ready to go. And here's what they're doing. Let me just, I'm going to tip you off to the game. I'm going to hip you to it. They're going to say, well, it's not your fault. No, no, no. It's the unvaccinated's fault. They're the reason we're having to punish you. No, it isn't us. And it isn't that the shot doesn't work. Because, see, if the shot works, it shouldn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not. If in their eyes, for all intents and purposes, they should say, well, for all of you who didn't get vaccinated, you run the risk. We're opening the thing up. If you die, you die. But they're not doing that, are they? It's very, it isn't even slick, because I would call it that if it was. It's not even slick. Now they want to force people to wear this mask. And he said it's not backed by science and it contradicts federal guidelines. He's using the CDC's own information. Goes on, he wrote this. Forcing the vaccinated and those who have already contracted COVID-19 to wear masks indoors is not backed by science, contradicts the CDC guidelines. He explained that the county's Department of Public Health has the authority to enforce the order. He stated, however, they are underfunded and the defunded sheriff's department under his watch will not expend our limited resources. They got better things to do. And oh, by the way, so do our politicians. They all do. I don't know. I find this very interesting on a lot of levels, because the Democrats so want to win this battle. It's a losing battle. And don't misunderstand me. It's a losing war. I'm not going to say it's a losing battle. They're winning battles. But it's a losing war. And it always makes me wonder, what is the meaning behind something that you know ultimately you're going to lose? Now, if they're happy getting the trillions of dollars that they've gotten from us with little pushback, where does it lead them? You know, is this where they stop, or do they think there's more? And I haven't answered this question yet. Maybe we can answer this together. Maybe you have some ideas. 844-551-8255. Well, right now, here's what I can tell you. This is horrible news that a vocal sheriff in a liberal enclave, I'm talking about a place where liberalism is on steroids in L.A. County, and this guy bucks the system. He bucks Joe Creepy Demented Biden and says, I'm not enforcing the law here. This isn't some rogue Sheriff Joe in Maricopa County or something like that, or the guy down in Florida. Makes you wonder.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, the mask mandates are being challenged. Talked earlier about what's going on in L.A. And it's good news. It's bad news for Joe Biden. Good news for us. Good news for the sane people. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Don't get all excited just yet, though. Because leftist will be leftist. And that's what we're seeing now. Look, they talk about this Wu flu morphing. You want to know what morphs faster than any virus ever created? Strategies by leftists. Constant, ever-changing strategy to fleece you of your money, to get you to do things that give them power, take it away from you. And it's a science if you really want to study it, just to be honest with you. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And please do. I think if you listen to this program long term, it has a psychological help on you. And I don't do it intentionally. I promise you folks, when I say the things I say, I believe them. It isn't like when people ask me, Kevin, when you're arguing with those people and you're in the green room with them, do they really believe what they say? They're asking me about lefties. When I was in the media a lot. And I said, yes, most of them do. They really have bought into this idea around leftism. And it's rare that you can get them to sort of change their mind. Now, we're going to talk about how some very interesting Greeks used the power of persuasion to change people. Blaise Pascal, for example. But I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to tell you, I prefer the full frontal attack. Like full frontal on Wu Flu. When somebody brings it up, say, oh, you mean that disease that was developed by the Chinese as a bioweapon and released into America? That one? See, don't pull any punches. They don't know what to say then. Do you mean the disease that Donald Trump said was that came from the Chinese and then everybody didn't want to talk about it and said you were a racist against Chinese if you mentioned it was from China? But it turns out it is. And oh, by the way, it's a bioweapon that'll change your DNA being made by communists. I mean, if you go all Black Panther on them, do it the way I did it. Come on, you can do it. Practice it, white people. You can do it. So this is all about, it's all about power, and the left, they will morph their strategy. Remember when they shut us down on this whole China virus thing? They shut you down. Then when Donald Trump goes, well, hydroxychloroquine, he wants you to drink Clorox, oh my gosh. Now they find out, you know what, a good regimen of hydroxychloroquine with some vitamin D and vitamins and zinc and what have you, it'll do it. Yet we got all these vaccines running around. And you know what you will never hear any of these clowns mention? I've been waiting for it. I wonder if anybody can get it. Should we wait and let them guess? Okay, I'm just going to say it because this is radio. They never talk about herd immunity, the people who have it. What do they do? Do they get a shot? If they've already got the antivirals working in them, why would they even need a shot? How many of us ended up with it? Have you heard that number? I haven't heard how many of us caught it in months. How many of us are walking around with it? It's got to be well over 100 million. I believe it's probably closer to 200 million. Have you heard anything about it? What should they do? All they tell you is, we need to get 70% of the people to take this test. Then things can go back to normal, back to normal, back to normal. I play commercials for you guys. Listen, get the shots so things can go back to normal. As if things will ever go back to normal. That's because normal has morphed. Normal is no longer going to be normal. They've wanted to redefine it. They did. Now, the question is, are you going to leave it? Are you going to let them define normal for you? I don't remember who I was having the conversation with, but I told them, they were like, well, if we do this or that, I said, the way you're framing it is like things have changed. Nothing has changed for me. Nothing. I didn't quit doing normal. I'm going back to my normal. And right now, the Democrats are under a lot of pressure. I already talked about Sheriff Villanueva out of L.A. This is a lefty sheriff in a leftist enclave, and he's publicly declared it. He didn't quietly say this. He publicly said it. I'm not going to deal with this indoor mask mandate. And the thing I love, because of your vaccination status, nobody should be able to ask you about that. Nobody. I don't know about HIPAA. Screw HIPAA. If somebody walked up to you and said, hey, listen, just wondering, have you had gonorrhea? What would you say? I mean, you know, it'd be a strange question to ask, but the first thing, I would be offended. I'd be like, just get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? That's the way. Who's going to come up and ask you a medical question? Have you ever been asked, are you vaccinated?
They do it in school. After you get out of school, that's it. And you know what? If I had it to do all over again, I wouldn't give my kid a single shot. I would become an anti-vaxxer all because of this. Who comes up and asks you? The only way somebody asks you about your medical condition is if you've been hit by, like somebody might say, man, did you get hit by a car? Were you in a fight? Are you okay? If you look bad, like let's say your eyes are bloodshot, are you okay? They may ask you a symptom. If there's a knife sticking out of your neck, they may ask you a question or two about your health status. But other than that, I don't know if anybody has ever just said something like, hey, Kev, how you feeling? You feeling all right? Yeah, man, I'm good. They didn't ask me, you got gout? The only way people bring up your medical condition is when you bring it up. Man, you're limping a little bit or something like that. And you, yeah. You know, because it doesn't mean that you have a medical. You might have just stubbed your toe or hit your knee. But you'll go, if you decide to volunteer more, other than just going, yeah, I got a little limp. Rarely do people, well, is it gout? Are you getting a knee replacement? They don't go further. It's your private business. You don't even need HIPAA for that. You don't need anybody telling you anything about that. But we act like, oh, Lord, I'm not answering a single health call. I would be like, well, let me ask you this. If somebody asks me about my health, I'm going to say, well, when's the last time you got checked for gonorrhea? Do you have gonorrhea? If so, why are you at the door? Don't shake my hand. I'm going to go at them the same way with something nasty. You know, like, oh. Don't ask those questions. And it has nothing to do with HIPAA. It has to do with your personal privacy. I don't know what you have. You may have had cancer. Are those really your breasts? Or did that come after a breast surgery, a mastectomy? Said nobody to a woman ever that had any couth. You get what I'm saying? Anyway, these mask mandates are being challenged, and I'm glad they finally are. And even in New York has taken notice. Bill de Blasio said he has no plans to renew indoor mask mandates so far. And they said, despite a spike in cases stemming from the Delta variant. The simple answer is no, said de Blasio. Masks have value unquestionably, but they're not going to the root of the problem. And here's why I talk about the morphing. Vaccination does, he says. Really? Again, I'm going to ask you guys, tell me how many people have gotten the Wu flu in America? Do you know the answer? How many have can they buy? And let me tell you why they can't give you that answer. Because it's more than what you think. I have at least five friends that have gotten the Wu flu, and they don't know. The CDC doesn't know. Because my friend said, I'm not going in. I'm not even going to let them count me. So how many do we have? Well, I have the number. 34 million reported cases and counting. 34 million Americans. I promise you, it's well beyond that. Well beyond it. I guarantee you, most of you know somebody, one degree of separation, that had this disease and didn't say anything. Why? They didn't want to get quarantined. They didn't want anything to happen. So they just quietly went about their business. We all know somebody. It's at least triple that. But do you ever hear anybody talk about herd immunity? The people who got it? And we all know, look, if one of you, in my family, two out of three people got it. Anyway, New York says, nope. Even the Delta variant is now there, and they say it makes up 69% of the new cases. De Blasio said no, and he went against his own director of health. De Blasio did. See, Democrats, they can't figure out what to do here because they can't shut this economy down again because it'll be a backfire against all of them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.